Hello, lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in to the Lifebook Podcast for Love Month, June. It is June, it is summer, love is in the air, and back on the line we have none other than John Butcher. How's it going, man?
It's going great. So good to be here, Jordan.
Summer of love. Here we are, my friend. You know, today's episode is a really interesting one. I know the members are going to absolutely love this one. Pardon the pun. Because I think maybe one of the things that you're admired for most is your love relationship. You talk about it all the time. You talk about how it's your strongest category. And this episode is really just going to dig deep into what you believe makes your relationship with your wife the way it is. So we want to hear all about it. I mean, specifically the audience, I've been witness to it, you know, my whole life, but the audience wants to hear all about it. I mean, not the dirty details, but you know what I'm saying, get into the nitty gritty and, talk about the core components that make your extraordinary love relationship extraordinary. So does that sound good to
you? Well, that sounds absolutely great, Jordan. You know, Miss and I had a date night last night, and I was just thinking to myself a couple days ago, just looking forward to having this date with my wife, with the same level of passion and intensity and excitement that I looked forward to my dates with my wife in our 20s. It's been 30 years we've been together, and it hasn't gone down a single percent. It's unbelievable. I am in awe. I am crazy about this woman. And I was just so grateful and thinking to myself, you know, what are the components? How have we been able to do this, to maintain this level of just love and passion and intimacy and excitement? And we're just crazy about each other. That's the bottom line. And so I was thinking to myself, what is it about her that is basically, she's bewitched me.
I mean, you could probably land another woman at this point. I'm sure you could figure it out, but
dude,
that's not
I have
on
never,
the radar. Why
I have
is
never
that?
Given an, I have never given another woman a second thought ever since I first laid eyes on my wife. I mean, that's just the deal. And so I have no idea why she stayed with me for 30 years, but I've given some serious thought to what is it about her that has got me so wrapped around her finger. And so here, I'm just going to share some thoughts with you.
Please.
You know, Missy's the most exciting woman that I've ever met. And part of that, Jordan, is just because we live an exciting life. We've always had an exciting life, and we both divide and conquer to create that life. Missy and I have we're very masculine and very feminine. I think that we're both balanced within ourselves, but I play a very masculine role in our lives, in our relationship, as the navigator, the driver, right? And she plays a very feminine role in our relationship as the nurturer, the supporter, the taking care of everything. So we've got this really wonderful symbiotic relationship where we naturally divide and conquer, and we have an exciting life. I mean, you know, we've had so much adventure together. We've been to 100 countries together all over this world, and we've just incredibly varied experiences, from the world's greatest hotels and you know, that whole top luxury thing, all the way down to, you know, the filthy night markets and just the whole gamut of human experience. We've done incredible activities. We've trained for marathons together. We've started businesses together. So we just have lived this life, this adventurous, exciting life. And that's part of it. That's part of what makes her so exciting to me. It's like she's just got such an adventurous spirit. She's always up for an adventure with me. And that's just so wonderful.
Excitement.
That's one thing.
Excitement at its core, I guess you could say. I'm trying to think of another word for that. Would you say engaged? Because, you know, there are other people who just aren't engaged, who aren't, I don't know. I guess excitement is the core value there.
We know it's interesting that you say that, because Missy's always had a saying, and it's basically that life is waiting for you to engage with it. That's your job as a life form, as a human. Is to engage with life, to go at, Steve Jobs said, the day that you figure out that when you poke the universe here, something happens over there, and that you can actually have a relationship with life where you're out there making it happen, that's the day your life changes. And wow. And so, yeah, that's a big part of it. Miss and I are just, it's like the spice of life. It's like we have always both really wanted to get as much out of this life as we can. So we've got that in common. We've had a lot of adventures, a lot of excitement, a lot of passion, and that's one of the reasons that I find her so exciting and I'm so passionate about her.
I love it.
But in addition to that, it's just Missy's disposition. She is just a pleasant, enjoyable person who she always tries to say yes. That's been one of the things that you know, ever since you were a kid, Jordan, her answer, she always wants her answer to be yes. That's no matter what the question is, whether, and it's whether her kids are asking her, whether I'm asking her, whether a friend is asking her, she's just got an incredibly pleasant disposition. And when it comes to me, she is always thinking about how to fulfill my needs, and she fulfills all of my needs. That's why that's why she's just so all encompassing in my life. She's always thinking about how to please me. Every single day she makes herself look so beautiful. She always has. And every single day I tell her how beautiful she is. It's just this win-win situation. That's the only way that I can describe it.
Wow.
I think that one of the things that created this, and you're like this with your wife, Jordan, Missy and I were all in from the very beginning. There was never going to be a thought of this maybe not working out, right? I mean, you and Ashley are like that. Ever since you went through your high school stuff, when you guys really got together, you were together. Then there was never any second thought that was ever going
to
change.
Butcher's
right?
Mate for life. Yeah, that does seem to be seems to be an attribute of ours.
Yeah, our
section.
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, our section, that is absolutely, absolutely right. So when you're all in, 100% all in, you know, you go through the good times and you go through the hard times. And Miss and I have had a lot of hard times. We've had a lot of challenging times and really challenging, like, you know, really, really hard. And those times in particular are the times that my admiration for her has just really, really swelled, because her getting me through those hard times and me getting her through those hard times too, but specifically her being able to do some of the things that I can't, to fight some of the hard battles that I can't, that I couldn't fight. Mm-hmm. Again, it's this symbiotic relationship where we're both working together to get through something that's really, really difficult that I could never even think of getting through without her, you know?
Wow.
So that's another big thing. She's been there right by my side through some serious tribulations, which makes the good times all the sweeter. Another thing about me and Miss that I really admire about her, and this is both of us, is just a dedication to constant growth as individuals. Or we're always studying. She's always learning and growing. And that's important because she uses those skills to make our lives better.
Yeah, that is absolutely huge.
Yeah, and I do the same. So I'm sure that there's a reciprocal to all this, but I can't speak for, you know, why Miss loves me so much and why she feels the way she feels about me. All I can do is speak to why that is for me. And I just feel like Missy has dedicated herself to being the best mother ever. She's the best mother and the best grandmother that I could ever, ever, ever want. She's the best wife. I couldn't have even written a script like I have in her. I couldn't have even thought of it. She's an incredible lover. And that's another thing, our sex life, which I don't talk about with you, obviously, but our sex life is completely out, just off the charts. And that's been another thing, our intimacy.
Too.
Oh, it's so important. So she's been the most incredible lover. She's she's an incredible businesswoman. And Jordan, when we were first got together, she was just a kid from the country.
Right.
And she's learned and grown by my side. She's turned in she's a better businesswoman than I am a businessman. And that's the truth.
Wow.
That is absolutely the truth. She can run a company better than I can run it. I've got different skills in business, but you know, she's incredible in that way. She's an incredible artist. I'm totally crazy in love with this woman.
Oh, he sounds like you're going to cry. I love this. This is really the sweetest episode I've ever recorded.
Well, you know, this is our strongest category. Ask anybody. Yeah. And this is the category that we've spent the most time on. This is the category that's look, your love relationship to a huge extent controls the quality of your life. It really does.
Oh yeah.
If you are in a smoking hot, wonderful love relationship like I am, you're going to pretty much have a wonderful life. If you're in a horrible love relationship, that is really, really difficult.
Yeah.
If you're in a mediocre love relationship, that's probably where your life is going to be. You may be able to get a little bit of excitement from work or out with the boys or whatever, but your love relationship really sets the tone, I think.
So
for your life.
I would love to say something about that just really quickly, if I could. You've brought up how the emotional category is kind of a catch-all category. You know, if you get that right, it's good. If you don't have that right, you know, you're in trouble. Love kind of conquers all when it comes to that rule, though. Like, even in the worst emotional situation, like, you'll hold out for love. Like, love is a weird category in that, like you said, when you are just as excited to have your date as you were all those years ago, like, it's kind of the ever-present force above all these categories, or just in the universe. I don't want to get too far out there, but you know what I mean?
No, dude, you are 100% right, because here's the evidence of that. I've had emotional situations that I could have never gotten through without the love.
Without love. Exactly.
No question about that. You are right about that.
So I just wanted to put a pin in that when you were saying, what you were just saying reminded me of your emotional kind of quote. And then again, I feel like love is the antidote or the answer or some sort of universal, you know, overarching rule.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. No doubt about that. And that's why I feel like your love relationship in I think a meaningful way really sets the tone for your entire life. And boy, did I hit the jackpot, man. I just sort of have to look back on the last 30 years trying to reverse engineer how I could just be so incredibly happy and fulfilled and just ridiculously in love with this woman. And it's not just, I don't know, Jordan, it's not just the normal, you know, admiration. So no, it's like none of the deep emotion, passion, lust, admiration, none of it has dissipated. It's just all grown and grown and grown.
Right.
And sometimes I wonder, you know, at our age, can this just keep going? But it hasn't shown any sense of lessening. I mean, our partnership is absolutely epic. I would never even have a chance at the life that I have if it weren't for Missy. Not even a chance. It's like one plus one in this case. Well, this is what we said in category 13, the movie. One plus one equals everything.
Right.
In our case.
That's so powerful, man. I think a lot of it too, you are very, very, you guys have definitely grown a lot and you've had a journey together, which has solidified you, but you're also, I just think very compatible at some sort of core level. I take a look at rhythms in people's relationships, right? Like, for instance, you could compare your epic love relationship with some other epic love relationships that you look up to, for instance, Missy's parents. And they're similar in a lot of core ways, but they're also very different. And a lot of those differences I kind of label as like rhythms. Epic love relationships need two people to have very similar rhythms, sexual rhythms and, you know, work and drive rhythms, relaxation rhythms, adventure rhythms. You two are very rhythmically aligned in that sense.
Yeah. And you know what, Jordan? So are you and Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
You and Ashley are very aligned. You both have the same sense of life. You both want the same kind of a life.
Exactly.
That's 100% true. And yes, that's right. And Miss and I, you know, we got together young and we were fortunate enough to have early success, financial success in particular,
right,
that allowed us to express ourselves at a very, very high level. And that's got to be part of this. I mean, it really does.
It's a feedback loop, I would say, for sure. Yeah. But I kind of want to dig into that because, okay, so the first thing you said was when you were digging into these different aspects, you talked about excitement. I think it's interesting because, again, it kind of comes down to your rhythm. I feel like people look at me and my wife's life thinking how incredibly exciting it is compared to your life. It's magnitudes less exciting. It's just where I want it to be. It's just different rhythms. And it depends on where you land. And as long as people are compatible, the only thing that I don't think I would trade or anyone should trade in the aspects that you listed was personal growth. The ability and desire to grow as a person. I almost think that is absolutely necessary. Like, screw the rhythms, screw the sex life, screw all that. I think you need that at some level to have one of these extraordinary relationships. Everything else is kind of like on a scale, I feel like.
I agree, but there's a lot of different ways to get that. It doesn't need to be reading personal growth books.
Right.
You can get that by how you live. We've been to 100 countries and we've lived in 12. Now, that was massive, massive personal growth, you know? Let me go back to what you were saying about excitement. So this is the interesting thing, because Miss and I live on a remote Pacific island now that doesn't have very many people. We are almost never around other people. We never go out to dinner because there's no place to go out to dinner.
Yeah, I guess your life is less exciting now. I didn't really, I'm still imagining.
Well, no, see, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Sure.
When we were young, it was sex and drugs and rock and roll and everything else, right? And just living it all. We don't want that anymore. We look back on that epic chapter and we wouldn't change a thing. But now that we're living this peaceful, quiet life, Missy is still the most exciting woman I've ever known. And part of that is because of the unbelievable memory banks that I have.
Aww.
Of the last 30 years. So that all carried forward, Jordan. All of it. Wow. Don't want it anymore. We're done with the materialistic phase of our lives. We're done with the jets and we're done with all that. But all that is still there in our past, in our memory banks, and all that still makes it add up to the fact that Miss is the most exciting woman that I've ever known. I still feel that same way about her.
That's sweet.
It's just crazy. Listeners, all I will say is this category is so worth the biggest investment you can possibly make. As many chips as you can push into this one, push them in. You know, I work every day to be the best husband I can be, to make Missy as happy and fulfilled as I can possibly make her. And she does the same for me. And we've just built 30 years of this bank account, this love bank account, that doesn't show any signs of weakening or dissipating or slowing down. And it is, I'm shocked. I'm in awe. I'm so grateful.
That's amazing, man. Thank you for kind of opening up for this episode. It was a very special one.
Well, thanks, Jordan. I'm glad that I was able to share that. I hope that I hope that little love fest. I hope that people find it valuable. Again, all I can say is this category is so rich and so there's so much here that it's just so worth. If you're with somebody who is the one, I mean, it's just so worth doing as much work as you have to do to drop any blocks in between you two, drop any baggage that needs to be dropped, and just fall in to an incredible love relationship. Over time, it can just grow and grow and grow and end up being the best thing in your life.
Well, man, I just love to see good blueprints, and that's really what you're providing, and that's why people think it's so amazing. So I think on behalf of all the members, I will thank you for providing a great blueprint for this category.
Well, thanks so much, JB.
Of course, thank you. Thank you, listeners, all you Lifebook members. I hope you enjoyed this Love Relationship Month podcast on the Lifebook Podcast. That's all for now. This is Jordan River Butcher and John Butcher signing off, saying have an extraordinary day. We'll see you next month on the Lifebook Podcast.